Now, boys and girls, over this past couple of weeks in our lessons in the New Testament, we've seen how our Lord Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan, and then, of course, how he was led by the Holy Spirit of God into the wilderness, the Bible tells us, to be tempted by the devil. It was those temptations that we looked at last week, you remember. And you remember, of course, how our Lord Jesus Christ withstood the devil, how he stood against the devil. And he did that by simply saying what God had written in his word. Each of those times the devil came tempting him, our Lord Jesus Christ came back with something that God had written in the word. And so he said to the devil, you remember, it is written, and then again it is written, and again it is written. There's a great lesson for us in that, of course, that if ever we would stand against the devil when he comes tempting us, the great thing that we must use in our lives is the word of God that God has given to us. So we're told then that our Lord Jesus Christ was 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, and that he was tempted by the devil all of that time, and then eventually the devil left him for a season and he went away from him. Now, after our Lord came back from the temptations in the wilderness, he began to meet up with those men that were going to be his disciples. He came back, in fact, to the River Jordan, where John the Baptist was still baptizing. John hadn't yet been thrown into prison. And of course, when John the Baptist saw the Lord coming back from the temptations, then John made that famous statement of his. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." And John the Baptist, you remember when we spoke about John the Baptist, he loved to speak about Jesus Christ. And he loved to tell who Jesus Christ was and what Jesus Christ had come into the world to do. And of course, he had come into the world to be the sacrifice for our sins, that we might be forgiven for our sins. And that's why John called him the Lamb of God. "Behold the Lamb of God," he said, "that takes away the sin of the world." Now, in the first chapter of John's Gospel that tells us about that, it also tells us the next day after that, John the Baptist was standing with two of his disciples. One of those disciples was John, the man who would write the Gospel of John, and the other one was Andrew, who was the brother of Simon Peter. And as John the Baptist was standing with those two disciples, then he saw Jesus again walking, and you know what he said again? He said the self-same thing again. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God." And those two men then, they came to Jesus and they said to him, "Master, where do you live?" And our Lord Jesus Christ said to them, come and see where I live. Now, where do you think Jesus lived at that time, boys and girls? You remember his home had been in Nazareth, but now he was away from home. And we're not really sure where he lived. There was one time when our Lord said that the birds of the air, they have nests, and the foxes, they have holes that they go into at night to sleep. But he says, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And maybe even our Lord Jesus Christ just slept by the banks of the River Jordan. But wherever it was, it would probably have been a very, very poor place. Now, those two men went and they saw where Jesus lived. And then they came back the next day and they looked for Simon Peter. And listen to what they said to Simon Peter. They said, "Peter, we have found the Messiah. We have found the Christ." Now, that was very important. I'll tell you why, boys and girls. Because you see, many people in Israel, they were looking for the Messiah to come, the Christ to come. But they thought when he came, I would be like a great general in an army. He would come with great armor on. He would come in a great white charger. He would conquer all the enemies of the children of Israel. That's the kind of Messiah they thought was going to come. And you see, these two men, Andrew and John, they saw Jesus not like that, but they saw him in all that poorness, all that poverty, we would say. And yet they were able to recognize that he was Messiah, that he was the Christ. And so when they went and they found Andrew's brother, Peter, Simon he was called then, and they said to Simon, "Simon, we have found the Messiah." That was a great thing. Because you see, they were able to see with what we call the eye of faith. And they were able to see that Jesus, who had been born and reared up in Nazareth, he was really the Son of God. He was really the Christ. He was really the Messiah. And there's another great lesson in that. You see, when Andrew and John realized that they had found Christ, what did they do? They went and told somebody else. They went and told Andrew's brother, Simon. Why? Because they wanted Simon to see Christ as well. And boys and girls, when somebody is born again of God's Holy Spirit, when somebody really becomes a Christian, then God does certain things in our hearts. And one of the things he does is this. He puts into our hearts a desire to see other people believing in Jesus as well for their salvation. And so, as we'll see as we go on in that first chapter of John, then there are others who tell others and so forth, until our Lord gathers together those that are going to follow him and be his disciples, and they are going to go on telling people until right at the end, when Christ goes back to heaven again, the very last word that he says to his disciples is this. He says, "Now go out into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Tell people about me. Tell people about the salvation that I have come to bring." And you see, I'm telling you, boys and girls, today about Jesus Christ once again. And our desire and our prayer is that you will come to see Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. And even when you're young, and then as you grow up, you will tell other people about Christ and his salvation. So then, our Lord has been baptized. He has gone into the wilderness. He has been tempted by the devil. Now he comes back, and now he begins to gather together those people that are going to be his followers. And John the Baptist starts it all off. "Behold the Lamb of God," he says. Andrew and John follow, and then Peter, and then others also, to the glory and the praise of Jesus Christ.